Okay, we're official now. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Okay, Ildi's talking about this new taxonomy, and I believe we got a lot of good comments on it, but are there any other comments that we want to share with Ildi?
I have a question.
Okay.
What are we migrating to? What was the final decision on that?
The final decision was Google Drive.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. So, yeah, it'll basically just be a phased approach, and I'll probably work with the communications committee to do that. But kind of going from folder to folder, so whoever accesses those folders, we'd be in touch with them, let them know they've been migrated. And there may be some bumps as we, you know, do this, but hopefully once we get everything moved over, so we're not going to delete stuff in the Yahoo group. We're just going to, you know, copy it into the Google Drive, and then, you know, so, and then once everything is moved over, then we can make it, you know, we may just want to leave everything alone in the Yahoo group stuff, since we're still going to use that for communication for now.
Okay. Other comments? Questions?
Let's do it.
All right.
Thank you, Ildi.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, great work. Yeah.
Super. Thank you, Ildi. Sarah, would you like to talk about communities of practice?
Sure. Be happy to. So I have volunteered to at least try to get this effort going and have made some progress on it, so I wanted to report on that. Let's see. First thing is that I spoke with Selby on Friday about the community of practice related to certification that she would like to start. It actually exists currently. It's a community of three, which is Shelby, Ildi, and Claudine. And the idea of it is to support new coaches in going through certification. And then in talking with Shelby about it on Friday, another idea she had was that it actually could support new coaches figuring out which schools that they want to go to. Which I thought was kind of an interesting idea. And so what Shelby thinks it might be a really good next step is to contact all the associate members, whatever, I guess we're calling them associates now, and survey them regarding what their needs might be. Like if the community of practice really serves them, you know, what would it be, how would it look, and so forth. So she basically wanted me to share that with you and see if you had any ideas or any comments about that, but she would like to get that going in the first part of June, I guess, which is next week. So that's where we are with that. And I guess I'll just sort of save any comments you have till the end of what I have to say here. So the second thing is that I looked at our membership, and I kind of classified it by geographic area, and then I went through LinkedIn and websites and classified all of our members by either executive coaches, life coaches, or business coaches, you know. And basically, if somebody's LinkedIn page said I'm a life coach, I classified them as life. And if somebody said executive. So it's just a really simple way to kind of look at our membership. So in terms of looking at a community of practice, one of the things I noticed from looking at all this data is that we're doing a pretty good job of serving our life coaches in Santa Fe. However, in Albuquerque, we have mostly executive coaches, not as many life coaches, and the life coaches don't seem to be renewing at a very high rate. So I think it's an underserved group. And then in addition to that, I looked at coaches out in remote areas, and that would be up in Taos, that would be southern New Mexico, northwest New Mexico, and Colorado, and they're predominantly life coaches as well. So, and I talked with Beth about this, and one of the ideas we had was maybe we could start with some sort of virtual life coaching community of practice. So that was sort of an idea floating out there. And so what I did was to call 4 different coaches, one from each area, to talk with them about what the needs are and so forth. And I spoke with 3, and Michelle Blumenfeld down in El Paso is very interested in some kind of virtual group, and sounds like she would be willing to kind of spearhead that, which would be great. I talked to Julie Clare, and she had some ideas about it, and I think on maybe some sort of very limited basis, she might be willing to have some leadership with it. I talked to Vicki Van Horn, who had another really interesting idea, but that's for another day. And then the other person didn't call me back. So I'm thinking I might go, you know, talk with Michelle Blumenfeld about, hey, let's see about getting this going and kind of try some things out. So that's where we are at this point on that community of practice. And, you know, I could also see possibly an in-person thing in Albuquerque, although we don't have that many life coaches. So I'm not so sure about that one. So maybe the virtual with everybody kind of coming together, we'd have a chance for higher attendance. And then finally, the other thing I found in looking at all of the data from our members is that we have this concentration of highly experienced executive coaches in Santa Fe. Like, most of our MCCs are in Santa Fe, and a lot of our PCCs in the executive realm are in Santa Fe. And so Beth and I talked about that, and, you know, Beth, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but she seemed interested in exploring that as a possible community of practice. And Beth, if you'd like to say anything about that, please feel free to chime in.
Yeah, I definitely am, and I would get it going and probably want to turn it over to someone else. But at our most recent little get-together, an MCC who was active many years ago named Anne-Marie McKelvey actually showed up, and she was interested in talking. So, but she does not really executive coaching, but more life coaching. She's a Buddhist chaplain and stuff like that, but she is an MCC, I think probably grandfathered in. But I would be happy to try and get that group together, because I've been kind of looking for that in Santa Fe anyway, and I know there are several of us. So I would like to keep it to executive coaches, but with, you know, solid practices and PCCs and MCCs. So I think if that sounds okay, I'll put some lines out there and... you know, I'll get that launched, I think, in the next month or so.
Wow.
How about that?
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, our goal is 3 communities of practice.
We just hit it, I think, maybe here. And then anybody else, if these things, you know, I think after we do some further introduction to people, we may end up with more of these. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Vicki had another idea. Go ahead, sorry.
Uh-huh.
No, go ahead, Sarah. I'll talk after.
No, I'm done.
Well, I was just going to say that I noticed that, you know, we're talking about getting more experienced coaches together and also getting newer coaches together, right, for these communities of practice. It might be interesting at some point to think about, like, a flash mentoring program where we get the experienced ones to do just a one-time, you know, 30-minute flash mentoring with new coaches.
Yeah, I think at some time that would be good. Yeah.
So it might be something that the communities of practice could, you know, get together at some point maybe and do something fun.
Yeah. Good.
They all sound really good.
Yeah. So, Sarah, this is Gail. Do you need anything from the leadership team to continue, or are there any next steps we need to take?
I think the next steps are for me to tell Shelby to go ahead with surveying the associate members about this to see what their interest level is. She was, I think, wanting to hear back from us, but I'm getting the sense that that's probably, unless anyone disagrees, that that's probably a good next step for her to take. So unless you think otherwise, I will just give her the go-ahead on that. And then I'm gonna continue working on trying to get this life coaching virtual thing up and running with Michelle Blumenfeld. So I think those are, and then Beth has her next step. So I think we're good.
I said in the next month, but as I'm sitting here thinking, I can't do that. I got too much to do with this current thing. And then I'll be away and busy in July and August. Let me say I'll do that in September, okay?
Okay.
Is that all right with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
I got to remember. I get so enthusiastic, isn't it? That's my downfall.
Part of what we love about you.
Yeah, right. It's not one of my own favorite characteristics. But I will do it. I'm interested in it. I just want to, once Sarah is safely ensconced in this president's role and we're past our June 26th meeting, I'll get on that. But I do want to do it. So this is great, Sarah. I think this is going to greatly increase, our engagement, really, which is the thing here.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing that I learned from making these phone calls is how much people really enjoy being called connected with, and how enjoyable it was for me too, you know, to like feel like we really are a community. So, you know, the more that somehow we can do that, I think it's the better for the chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, outstanding. Okay.
Great.
Any last comments on the communities of practice before we move on?
No, good work.
Good
deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very
exciting. Yeah,
exciting. Okay. I didn't have any new business that was brought to my attention, but is there any new business that we need to address at this point?
I just want to say a word. I guess I could save this for later, but let's call it new business. I'm not sure that it was really clear. I think, Gail, you put something about it in the meeting notice, but Gail and I talked, and Sarah and I talked, and Ildi and I talked, and we thought that in the interest of really streamlining our meetings, these calls, and focusing them, you know, on items that needed more discussion and also decision items, I'd like to try to ask have the committee submit their reports essentially ahead of time, and just a message on the Yahoo list is fine. And I did see that a couple of people did that, and so I think we'll put out I'll do an email or something about that, or one of us will. And maybe Gail. I'd like to make that a practice. I know we tried that before with John, and then we all got lax. And I think we can all do that. So, and it'll make it, these meetings will be more focused on things that we can only do when we're together on the phone like this. So, does that bother anybody?
Not at all.
No.
You think it's a good idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it.
Okay. And, you know, Ildi, I'm wondering if there's something through Google Talks, there's a way to do it that it would be super easy and all in one place. So before you go on the call, you just go to one place and it's there, and you know you're not looking for stuff. You know, it's just, I don't know. This is my fantasy dream of...
You can do that on Google Docs.
Right, you can use, we have like a committee report section, and so, you know, it was in the proposed taxonomy, so maybe that's what it is. It's like sending out the link to that and saying, remember to put your reports here and then check here to read the reports before the meeting. Something like that? Is that kind of...
And that could go in every notice that goes out of the meeting, every reminder of the meeting. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds like a wonderful thing to pursue. And I know not everyone got a chance to put in their reports in Yahoo, so maybe we'll just take mini reports right now, like just take a minute to give a highlight of what's going on with the committee. So, Jude, I know you sent in a report, and I love that description that the account is nicely fat.
Yes.
is there any highlight you would like to bring to people's attention? I know you have a report, so you don't have to you don't have to repeat your report.
I would like to repeat one sentence in there, which is, for the data that I have, we have only 6 people signed up for this Thursday's program, and that's not enough.
Okay.
Barb, do you have any information about that?
Well, the only information I have is that we are spreading the word to people to encourage people to come.
Okay. Well, I'm going to sign up today.
Oh, great. And we're spreading the word out. We are spreading the word outside of our community as well to people.
Good.
You know, I know, Sarah, you've helped with this too. People in healthcare organizations, right, or that just might be interested in using coaching skills in another profession. Doesn't have to be healthcare. That just happens to be Darlene's focus. So that's all I have to say about that. It was a bit more of a risky topic.
Yeah, I'm not so surprised that it's not going to be a big one because it's got a very particular focus. But I think it's okay to do that once in a while. You know, there are people interested in it. And as you say, it's an opportunity to reach outside of our immediate community.
Yeah.
So
we do have people signing up that someone who just joined as an associate member who works at Presbyterian Healthcare, and, of course, she
great.
Was excited about it. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. No, I think it's fine.
So, yeah, we knew, the program team knew it was risky.
Mm-hmm.
I like risk.
Risk is good, yeah.
And overall...
responsible risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Barb, do you have any, a little one-minute report or any highlights from the programs committee that you'd like to bring to our attention?
Well, we're onboarding Elizabeth Phillips onto the team. We're going to be meeting her in person soon, and she's also jumped right in and is learning the script for the virtual calls, and she's backing up Vicki on this coming virtual call. We are busy planning the June program and have some good ideas there. Sarah and Megan are actually going to share a coaching tool, probably a CTI tool, and there'll be plenty of time for socializing and connecting, and maybe we'll touch on communities of practice. Sarah and I are going to chat about that. And
nice.
That's it. Now, I could have written that up and published that on Yahoo.
Yeah. In the future.
That was 2 sentences, and it took me 30 seconds. So,
you know, the Yahoo and reports, it'll take a couple of meetings to get all that smoothed out.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think the program's report is different than a treasurer's report or other types of reports.
And we'll always want to hear about the highlights and new things and special announcements. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can publish a few sentences, I guess.
Yeah. How about membership, Claudine? Got any highlights you'd like to report?
Well, just that we are moving forward with the TED Talk ticket, the raffle that we're going to have for FY16, so that's kind of in works. And then the other thing, but this is also an agenda item, so I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but we have kind of put the Find a Coach feature up on the website and have tested it amongst our membership committee, but would like to invite it open to the leadership team so they can play around with it and give us some feedback on what they think.
Wow.
Can we actually post our profile now?
Absolutely.
Super.
One question I had about that is if we already had a profile up in the earlier version of the directory, the first go-around, is that going to migrate over, or do we have to do something?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I know the answer, but I can find out.
Let's find that out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would probably be a question for Kelly, but my guess is that it's on there somewhere, but I don't know.
Okay, sure. I'll take that on and write to Kelly and find out if existing profiles can be migrated over. And then probably just the last thing to report at are our numbers, and right now we're at 52 qualified members and 18 associates.
52, we made the number. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yay. Woohoo! Yeah.
Super. Thank you, Claudine.
Can I make a request here? This is Beth. I should have, and I didn't, and I apologize, but for doing the newsletter this month, I'd like to put in the chapter news sort of where we are with that membership drive. So, Claudine, if you could send me a couple of sentences, like
okay.
by tomorrow. I know it's a short deadline, but just kind of along what you said and anything you have to say about, you know, the membership drive and that it's a success and that people can still join and we'll put a link in for people to join and all that stuff.
Absolutely. I'd
okay.
be happy to do that.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, I'm sorry. I should have thought of it sooner.
Well, and I was remiss in not getting my post on Yahoo, and I had certainly intended to do it, but
well,
I just got back
to another month.
And
we'll give you another month.
Yes,
but I'm all in favor for it, so I will definitely do it for next month. Maybe.
Well, super. Yeah, these things really will take time. Let's not be too impatient with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, communications, Ildi, do you have any highlights?
I don't know. I'll be honest, I think I just sent my report to the communications committee. I thought I posted it to Yahoo Groups, but I can't seem to find it. So, Alki, is there anything that we talked about doing that I'm trying to find it right now?
I can't remember offhand.
I can't. I think the big thing is really migrating
right.
and then working with membership on the Find a Coach. So.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, those are two big projects in themselves.
Well, I have a little mini thing for communications, and we'll have to do an email on this to everybody also, but when I was setting up a mini conference call this week, I realized that short of actually reserving the line, it would be good to know, you know, if other people planned calls at the same time, and so I asked Kelly, and she's willing to be sort of a clearinghouse for who's using the line when. Our conference line win. So that might be a good thing. I don't know how many people have been reserving when they want to use it. I think sometimes it doesn't get reserved, and I just want to, I don't know that we've had any conflicts, but in the future. So what do you think, Ildi? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
Kelly has said that she is
mm-hmm.
open to being the, you know, the clearinghouse for that. So
yeah.
I think if people just want to check in with
yeah.
Kelly first.
Yeah, she needs a little lead time. So,
and
then she can always reserve one. If we need another line and you want to have it at that time, she can reserve one for us, right? A free one.
Yeah, that shouldn't
oh, I'm
really
sure
be
she
any
can.
Problem.
There's a ton of those out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pardon my naivete, but can any of us, for ICF New Mexico purposes, reserve this line?
Well, for chapter business, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, if we want to have like a subcommittee meeting or...
Yeah, well, like I was for the R&R committee, I was a task force, I wanted to interview Gene and Barb, and so we set a time, and I just said, all right, we'll use the conference line, but and then I thought, I better make sure nobody else is on it. That's what got this going. But yes, for chapter business, absolutely.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just don't want to be tripping over each other, that's all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a good mini report.
Okay.
And we're back to you, Beth. I can't believe how fast we're going through this agenda.
I know. This is great. Thank you, everybody.
I'm kind of in shock. And you were going to talk about the Roles and Responsibilities Task Force and then
yeah.
wrap up with planning for the June meeting. And
yeah, yeah. So, okay, the task force is off to a good roaring start, and we did all kinds of good planning, and we have a schedule with a timeline. We're conducting interviews probably now of people who have some ideas and some past experience. We're using the stuff we had already found from other chapters to help inform our own drafting. But the thing that is really most pertinent and first to come up for everyone will be the norms, the leadership norms that we want to use, adopt. And so what I'd like to do, and Jude and I are working on that, and we have something in a preliminary kind of draft that'll be we'll be working on and get it to the task force pretty soon. Our objective is to get that on the agenda for our June 26th planning meeting, the leadership team planning meeting, and basically to have a decision to adopt it at that time, hopefully. So we'll get it out with enough time for people to review and comment and then come back, you know, at that meeting with a final, to go final with. It's going to be really straightforward. I don't see this being more than like a page of bullet points, you know. It'll just be something that we can all feel like we comfortably can sign up to it. And when we're recruiting people, we can say, whoops, we can say, is that a dog or a small child? we will, you know, hopefully we'll have it then available to sort of inform the rest of the work and also to go when we go forward recruiting and doing the nominating process in the fall. Well, you know, it'll be solid. So, I mean, the roles will be too, but that'll be kind of the first step.
Beth, this is Elke.
Yes.
I'm obviously not totally in the loop here, and that's perfectly fine. But I'm just curious: will this have any effect on the bylaws?
No, it stems from the bylaws, and it will not be. Our thinking in the task force is: you start with the bylaws because that's the sort of legislated, you know,
right. Legal
kind of. This is what they do. But it will be a fuller description of, you know, what is actually involved in this role, and, you know, what are the responsibilities that come with this position. And it's not going to be like a job description, and it's not going to be way too prescriptive because people may do it differently and choose to do it differently. And,
yeah,
you know, that's okay. There's just basic things that have to get done, you know.
It sounds more like a statement of policy that would be in.
Yeah, we'll have it, you know, how the form happens, whether it is kind of like an addendum to the bylaws, which I'm not sure is such a good idea, but I think it just ought to be in our governing documents, you know, on file that says, and it says adopted, you know, maybe. I don't know whether the board meets on the, has to approve it or not, or the leadership team adopts it, or what do we do? We'll have to make a recommendation about that as a task force. But it'll be something like that that will be there, and as I said, it will be available to people who are considering joining up on the leadership team. So we'll have one for each of the board officers, for each of the committee chairs, and for our facilitator. So that'll be the idea.
Okay.
Any discussion? Any thoughts? And the norms are pretty straightforward. They're going to be stuff like, you know, commitment, communication, collaboration, you know, the way that we want this team to work. So it'll be norms for the whole, not just for the board, but for the whole leadership team. So if you step up to do these things, this is how we do leadership in our chapter, basically. All right.
Any other comments?
So we're moving. You'll have time, by the way, to when we get the drafts of the actual roles and responsibility things, and again, I foresee this as being, you know, like a one page of bullets for each one, we will circulate those also for review and comment, and we'll probably do the adoption of that. I don't even know if we need to have we'll see if we need a discussion or not. Maybe we'll have a special call. Maybe we'll do it at a regular meeting later in the summer, but you know, the idea is to have this done by the end of the summer.
So thank you, Beth and team, for doing such a thoughtful job and comprehensive job with this. I think it's going to be really helpful.
Yeah, the team is really great, of course, and as everybody stepped up and had great ideas, and interviews I had were great, so I hope that's been the case for others. I'm sure it is. So there we go. Okay, second and bigger item is the let's do a little planning right now, and we actually have time to do it for the meeting on the 26th. You know, this is just our semi-annual kind of review of the strategy and further planning and anything else that comes up kind of meeting that's before that social program. So what I'd like to do, I'll be working with Sarah and with Gail, you know, to pull an agenda together, and you'll certainly have that ahead of time too. But what would you all like to see as topics on that agenda? Anybody?
is this, having never attended one of these, this, I take it that this is this for the chapter? Is it just for the leadership team? What is...
It's just for the leadership team.
Okay.
If we have to do any formal board votes, the board members, I'm sure we'll all be there.
I'm always interested in more information about, say, the committees. How does the membership committee work? And I think a problem was surfaced about we, the membership committee, have easy access to information about our members if they're associate members, but it's really difficult to get access, to get data about ICF members, or it comes not in a not very timely fashion. And for the program committee, where do you get your good ideas? How do you folks work, and who's really on the program committee? And I know there's people on it that I've never met. So having some time that was committee by committee would be interesting to me. Who are the people? What do you do? Is there any problems that you're experiencing?
I love that.
Yeah, that's good. Are any problems that we as a broader leadership team can help you with or tackle?
Right.
With you? Yeah.
I think as we've grown, that's probably a good idea. Maybe we don't need to spend a lot of time on that, but some seems like it could be valuable.
Definitely.
I also think we've got some follow-up from the January strategic planning, right, around our strategic goals for the year.
Right.
The communities of practice, we said we'd talk as a leadership team about how we need to support that in some ways. And foster it.
Yeah.
And what do we expect, right, from leaders of communities of practice and all that?
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
I think that discussion that was brought up about do we need to do a big
yeah.
Event, you know, that's a rich conversation.
Yeah.
You know, Barb, as you're saying these things, you know, it's sort of stimulating thoughts for me, and, you know, there's this whole initiative we put out there of building the market, too, and, like, what do we want to do with that, really? I mean, it would be helpful maybe to get some direction or, I don't know, something there.
That would be a great conversation. You know, I just saw my favorite source, the Albuquerque Business Journal, this morning had an article about that Albuquerque is like 92nd out of 100 top, you know, cities in the U.S. for business climate, or, you know, good for business or something. That's like, oh, all right, that explains a lot. But, you know, I think helping just a discussion around, so what are we facing, you know, and what does it mean to develop the marketplace would be a really good place to start.
Well, and Beth, I think your statement also, in my mind, means that we need to realistically assess what we mean by marketplace, and if we're talking about the New Mexico marketplace, what does that mean versus a marketplace outside of New Mexico? Because clearly some of our coaches are not practicing in New Mexico.
Well, that to me is what not to get into a discussion already, but to me that's what sets the stage. It's like, okay, everybody's having to go someplace else, or a lot of people are. There's not much business here. How do we develop that?
I think that's something we need to really have a good look at.
Yes.
Because just speaking for myself, I think many times there are assumptions that are being made that may or may not be correct, and it may also be a matter of adjusting how we practice our business versus staying with, you know, what we have known from other places or whatever the case may be.
Right. Probably need data, first of all.
Usually a good point to start.
Yeah. Okay, but Sarah, I think that's good, because that's been on our list of strategic goals, and I don't think we're even unified on what we think it means. So maybe it's time to start having those discussions in a little more depth.
Yeah, and Gail, I'm hoping that you can use your superb facilitation skills on strategic planning to help us have kind of a structured conversation about that somehow.
We'll be happy to.
Good.
So maybe it's, 70% looking forward to some of these strategic goals and 30% of continuing to strengthen how we operate, like Jude was talking about.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah, I mean, remember last...
Does that make everyone want to come to the leadership team meeting?
Good question.
There's going to be food and snacks there, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget that. Well, the good thing... I mean, I think we talked, not at this last one, but the one before that, when John was facilitating, about, making sure that we use these times together again to be really doing more strategic stuff, not because we tend to get bogged in the more tactical, and we did last year, and it's like scratching some itches, but over the long run we want these twice a year things to be, again, as you say, really forward looking, strategic and conversations, and use our monthly meetings for more of the how things are going, as well as checking in on how are we doing against our strategy, but just very briefly. So this sounds actually good to me. If you think of anything, actually I invite you to go off and think about it a little bit and send me an email directly if you have any other ideas, or put it out to the group on Yahoo. Any ideas, either just from you personally, or things that relate to the committee you're on, or any of that, or for the whole chapter. That you'd like to see addressed at this meeting. And Ilti, to answer your first question about, I having never been there, I don't know how it goes. It's sort of like whatever we want it to be, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no, we try to keep things, with a structured agenda, but the discussion pretty loose, right?
I like that, and I love the suggestions, because I really do want to kind of revisit that strategic planning and focus on some of those things. So it sounds as though it's going to be really a good, productive time for us.
Yeah,
this is Barb again. We said in January that we would revisit a couple things in the June time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a few things highlighted.
Mhm. Good.
That was at your house, Beth, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that last, the second meeting at my house, yeah. Okay.
Okay, nice. So if you have other ideas for the June meeting, let Beth know, even if comments or questions, let her know, and I'll help her and Sarah put that together.
Yeah.
It's, since we're way ahead of schedule, I mean, big round of applause for all of you.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to go back and revisit? Is there something new that you'd like to bring up that didn't think you'd have a chance to? Now's your chance to bring that up.
This is Ildi. I found my communications committee note. Beth really wanted us to highlight this award that we've won. And so we're looking at creating a banner to put on our website, to add to social media, just so that, you know, that we are an award-winning chapter. Kelly has developed a few samples for us to choose from. And so what I'd like to do is I'll share those with the members, with the LT. And if you want to just vote for which one is your preference, then we'll be able to incorporate a banner, kind of a thing, onto our website, part of our branding.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So she's created some cool ones for us, and I think we've chosen our top two, and I'll send those out to everyone to look at.
And we'll be able to put that on emails and other communications too, right?
Right. It'll be just like a little graphic
a
that can be plonked
thing.
Into anything. Yeah, yeah.
Great. Yeah, I think we should tout this and use it, you know, use it in creative ways, you know, for getting people to come to our programs, to membership drives, to, you know, the whole thing. We can use it for a couple of years, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're always going to be an award-winning chapter, right?
Exactly.
For the rest of
our- They can't take that away from us. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Ildi, for bringing that up and finding your notes.
Okay.
It'll be much easier to find when we've got it all in Google Drive.
Anybody else have any last things they want to bring up?
Well, I have a funny story that I just want to share with everybody because there's a little message behind it, too. So I think I told some of you I've been volunteering at the animal shelter up here at Santa Fe. So I got checked out and trained and did my first volunteering this Sunday with the mobile adoptions. You know, they bring the van with dogs and cats on it to PetSmart and all that, and people come by, and it's really fun. But the dog that I was handling, a beautiful collie kind of dog, actually got adopted by a German couple, a lovely couple, and while they were processing all the paperwork, I start talking to the guy. He's a coach. I think he does mostly business consulting, but he does what he calls coaching, and I don't know how trained he is, but we had this big, long talk, and, you know, he does international work and all this stuff. He's right here in Santa Fe, and that's kind of like, he wants to get in touch with other coaches, and so, you know, I said, well, you're talking to the right person. So I'm going to get in touch with him and try and get him to come to some of our, you know, gatherings and see about getting him more involved. But the whole, and he seems like a very nice guy with a pretty good business going and all that. So not here. It's, you know, he just came back from, like, Dubai or something. But, you know, it was just this funny, funny thing of how different parts of your life can tie together when you least expect it. I mean, I was there to get a dog adopted to find another member for our chapter. And here we go. So, you know, talk it up. You never know.
I love that, and I'm especially excited about the doggy, too, that got adopted, so yay.
Well, you know what was even more amazing? This was an 8-year-old dog, and they hardly ever get adopted, so these people, like, fell in love with them. And then the dog was, like, really working it, you know. They were agonizing, and the dog is, like, rolling on his back, you know, scratch my belly, and nuzzling and kissing him.
Great.
So anyway, everybody's happy. So there you go.
Yeah.
Isn't that a funny story?
That should be a new tradition. We end our meetings with a cool story.
Yeah. Oh, and he also said to me, I said, do you know about ICF? And he says, yeah, one of my good friends back in Germany was the president of ICF Germany.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, wow.
Wow.
Funny, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. What a great story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
At this point, I would normally say, what can we do to make our meeting so efficient? But I'm not going to, because we're still working on reports and how to do that ahead of time. And I don't want to overwhelm everyone. So I'll work with Sarah and Beth and the Communications Committee on how to make that easy for everybody.
Good.
Perfect.
Good. Wonderful.
So otherwise, I think we are finished. Thank you all for attending and your superlative mini reports.
Yeah, this is great. Not that I don't love being on the phone with all of you, but it's really nice that we can finish early. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And have time to luxuriate in what's really, really important to us.
Yeah. And I think, Gail, mixing things up, like maybe the secret is having me go last. But, you know, just mixing up so that everybody really has a chance and we're not stuck in a rut that way.
Yeah, well, someone suggested that last meeting, and I forgot who it was. Was it Ildi?
Sarah. Yeah, maybe Sarah.
Yeah, I thought that was an outstanding suggestion, so thank you so much, Sarah.
Oh,
that's right. She had to leave a little early. Okay, I'll thank her in person.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.